Wellness for Busy Women, the podcast where we dive into the world of health and well-being tailored specifically for women who are juggling demands of both career and family. I'm your host, Shane, and I understand the challenges of balancing a thriving career while nurturing a family. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's embark on this journey to become the best versions of ourselves together. Get ready to get fit and focus.
All right, guys, so welcome back. It's Monday. We have another episode or Q&A this time around, but I just have a lot to talk about. So what I'm going to be doing moving forward, if you haven't seen what I posted just maybe like 30 minutes ago, that I'm going to be doing a podcast now, but majority, if not maybe half, 50% of the podcast is going to be, or the material. Hey, Karen. The material is going to be from these live streams. Okay, that's pretty much what this is going to be about. But then I have a couple interviews set up. I'm just waiting for them to get back to me. So we can kind of go over everything. So we can set that up and have interviews. Okay, so the first one is going to be, well, I'm just going to tell you is, not in any particular order, but one is going to be, mental health counselor. Sorry, mental health counselor. All right, that's one. The second one is going to be my wife, okay? I just think it's important for her to kind of talk, you know, say how amazing I am as a husband, but also to let you know from her experiences about working out, having kids, having full-time job, having two other side jobs, part-time jobs that she does, okay? Then actually my mom. So why my mom? Is also let everyone know how amazing a son I am, but then also too is for her, she started her journey later than people, and later than a lot of you guys. She's in her mid-60s. I'm not gonna say where she's in her 60s, and she's starting her fitness journey, I guess you could say late, okay? But I'm just gonna have an interview of that. So I have three more in mind, but I haven't talked to those people yet. Okay, so it's not just a podcast, not going to be just about stuff from here, but then also this other stuff too. All right, I hope that makes sense. All right, next thing, the competition's going fantastic. I really appreciate everyone just taking a part of it. It's really fantastic, really, really good. And so with this Q&A, for you, Karen, if you have any questions, I can't, for some reason, I can't see the questions on the live stream, on the Facebook live thing. I have to check my phone, so if you see me on my phone, if I'm not checking for notes or stuff I'm forgetting, it's most likely to check if you have any questions at all. Okay, so I'm just kind of like jump right into it with a couple of topics that I'm definitely going to elaborate on these, especially these. I think it's best that I do elaborate on these topics, okay? So if you have any questions, feel free. Put them in the chat, and I'll definitely make sure I see them, and I respond to them as soon as I possibly can. All right, hold on. Let me just make sure I'm on. Yeah, okay, so no questions yet. All right, cool. All right, so one thing I definitely want to talk about, and I don't know if you're going to make a video of this, so you kind of guys can kind of see for yourself when it comes to my client's progress, because, oh, speaking of the devil, Kim's here. Okay, so it's Kim. We did our measurements yesterday, and actually, let me pull up those figures right now if I can. And why I'm talking about her, why I'm shouting her out, is mainly because of the fact that according to the scale and all the stuff we've been doing, she only lost a pound. Okay, but in reality, she lost a whole lot more. Just kind of go over everything. Okay, so for her chest, for women especially, I usually do 6 sites. The chest, the waist, the hips, the arm. But I usually do the dominant side. The dominant side of the arm, dominant side of the thigh, and dominant side of the calf. Okay, so first the chest. I'm not going to say how much she was. I don't know if she feel comfortable with that, measurement-wise. But like I said, she only lost a pound according to my my scale. She only lost a pound, but in her chest she lost 3/4 of an inch. Okay, around her waist, I usually go around where the belly button is. She lost, my math is really horrible. I'm gonna do this math for us. Oh man, not fractions, it's decimals. Let's see, a half, that's a quarter. So let's say that's 4 1/4. She lost 4 1/4. Hey, what's up, Wanda? She lost 4 1/4, if I'm right. Yeah, 4 1/4. Correct me if I'm right, Kim. If I'm wrong, please. But anyway, 4 inches, about three. No, actually, more, it'd be more like 3 1/4. Yeah, I think it's 3 1/4. But either way, that's a lot. That's a lot. Okay. Her hips are where her butt is. She lost 1/2 inch. Okay. She gained 1/2 inch. Me personally, and what I explained to her, we have to get the certain muscles that have to get stronger, and especially with back issues and certain stuff like that, the butt is one of the things we have to get stronger, and in turn, it can get bigger in size, okay? Her arm went down, a 1/2 inch. Her thigh went up a 1/4 inch, which is fine. We're doing a lot of legs, deadlifts, squats, stuff like that, that's fine. And then finally, her calf went down 1/2 inch, okay? But I bring that up just to say she only lost 1 pound, okay? Just 1 pound, but yet you saw the measurements. I mean, I'm telling you the measurements of how much she actually lost was it's profound, it's incredible, okay? So that kind of leads me into the next thing I want to talk about is why the scale goes up, goes down, and all this kind of stuff. Okay, I'm not gonna get too much detail with certain things. Let me see, let me just double check, make sure there's no questions, no nothing. Okay, 3 comments so far. Okay, make sure I got them. Hi, it's fine. Yep. Okay, all right, thank you, Kim. But, I'll say, first one is, it's obvious, body fat. It can go up, down, or whatever, because of body fat. Okay, and then next one, obvious one, is muscle. You heard it many, many times, muscle. Where's more than fat, this and that, whatever. You can lose muscle, you gain muscle, that kind of thing. When I say lose muscle, like the size of it, the thickness of it goes down. You don't necessarily lose a muscle, but it's just, it goes down. Okay, now the ones that most people don't talk about when you come to the scale. You look at the scale and you see, oh my God, whatever. But this is the reason, most likely the reasons why. Water retention, okay? The more salt you have, the more body you're gonna try to hold on to the water. Okay, food and water intake. Okay, you jumped on a scale before you ate, you jumped on a scale after you ate. Of course, you're gonna gain weight. Oh, the weight on the scale is gonna go up. Digestive content, of course, same thing, it's still gonna be in your stomach, so it'll take a while before it actually digests. Okay, digest. Okay, so that will fluctuate throughout the day. So, I'm actually telling you when exactly is the best time to actually, for me personally. From my experience, okay? Now, there's some other ones that people might not think about. Medication. There's certain medication will either let you hold on to water or, actually most of them kind of makes you secrete water, but there's some that actually make you hold on to weight, body fat, okay? It makes it difficult for you to lose weight, okay? So be mindful of that. Check if your goal is to lose weight or what have you, make sure you check your labels, check your, medication that I take, I use it with, I put it in Apple medications, whatever. So I can see indications, contraindications, when you can take it. I mean, when you shouldn't mix them or those kind of things. So that's maybe, I haven't seen any of mine, of course, that says that, but maybe you could probably, maybe something that you're taking is causing something, if by chance it is. Okay. Hormonal changes, of course, especially particularly with women, things happen, time of the month, this and that happens, and so that could influence or affect your weight, that's on the scale. Okay, stress. We definitely talked about stress. Cortisol, all this kind of stuff that can make cortisol pretty much makes you hold on to body fat, okay? Holds on for dear life, because when you start getting upset, your body starts to freak out. Is there no what kind of different stress? Are you stressed out because you're just, stressed because of work, stressed because of, family stuff, or stressed because you're trying to survive the wilderness or something like that? It's all the same. Your body sees stress or feels that it's kind of the same thing. So your body's going to try to hold on to energy because we think it's body fat, but your body's saying it's stored energy. Okay, so that's what your body gonna do and try to hold on to it. Okay, if I'm talking too fast, let me know. Okay, for sure. And then lastly, inflammation. Okay, so when I say inflammation, it could be arthritis, it could be irritable bowels, like the swelling. I mean, it might be minor. Like you might think it's minor, but sometimes the body will start swelling, and it's kind of, it's a way the body defends itself. Like when you sprain your ankle, your body, a lot of water, a lot of fluid will soak up or stay in that area because your body's trying to protect it. Okay, so that's when you really have to consider that when you jump. I mean, if you're gonna jump on the scale, are you trying to lose weight while you're, you know, bummed ankle? Good for you, but just be mindful of that. What's it called? What's that disease? Not crib. Oh God, that I don't know. When you can't have gluten. Oh damn, I know. Drawing a blank.
Celia.
Yeah, see that one. Yeah. So that if you have that, that could cause inflammation in your stomach, and that could, you know, gain weight. Let me see if anybody else said something. No. All right. So that's that. Okay. I'm talking kind of fast. I'll kind of slow it down a little bit more, but I just think we definitely, that's something a lot of us, it doesn't matter if it's man or woman. A lot of us like get so hung up on that number. Okay. We need to get away from that number. Okay. I feel honestly, if you're severely obese, maybe. Not maybe, I think then you should. Because if you're that size, me being me, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't want anyone to have anybody doing measurements around me. All right? And especially, I remember one client, I don't have it with me. No. My measuring tape, you go click, 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 click. It makes that noise. And then I have to go click all the way up. It's like, you know, and I pay attention to people's body language a lot, and I know that bothered them, okay? So those are those things that, you know, I have to pay attention to and stuff. So long story short is, if you're severely obese, yes, maybe. I mean, not maybe, sorry, I keep saying maybe, but definitely. But, I mean, but you might not want to. You know what, I don't jump on the scale. I just wanna do my thing. I just wanna get healthier. Let the clothes be my indicator to let me know. What's up, Jackie? Let my clothes be the indicator of why I'm losing weight. Because we're always looking on the scale. And we need to stop doing that.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together. Check me out at kandapastrength.com.
Okay, guys that just joined, feel free to ask any questions. This is Q&A today, but I have a lot of topics to talk about. But feel free to ask me anything. Anyway, so those are the reasons why the scale might go up and down. That's that. Okay, now we're going to talk about something else. Okay, it's going to be about nutritional deficiencies when it pertains to either weight loss surgeries and the shot, the Ozempics, excuse me, and Wegovy. Okay, we have to understand something. It doesn't matter what you're doing, what you did, or surgery-wise, or what the shots you're taking. Your body is going to need nutrients, okay? Your body's going to need nutrients, okay? The calciums, I mean, there's a long slew of them. The calcium, I mean, besides protein and carbs and fat, your body's going to need certain things when it comes to the mineral side, okay? If we're not getting that, bad things can happen, okay? Like we talked about before. It was last week. The gentleman that, and especially women are more susceptible to this, but the gentleman that worked out in the 70s, he's working out, but slipped and fell, and then boom, snapped. I think it was femur. He snapped his femur. And because of that, you know, you kind of think, why? This guy works out. Because if you guys don't know, to really build your bones. The tension that the muscle creates against the bones is what builds up the bones. Besides calcium, of course you need calcium and all this other stuff, but that tension helps stimulate that thickness of that growing, having that the thickness. I don't know why they need another word, but that helps that. Okay, but if you're not creating tension on the muscles, if you're not creating, you're not eating enough calcium and all the other things that you need, you know, certain things like that can happen. And the reason why I know that, because I spoke to my clients, the gentleman's daughter is my client, and she explained to me what happened, like I said last week. And then I asked, is he eating enough? And she said no. You know, he never does. Because it's like back to that whole thing, if I eat less, I can stay small, I can look the way I need to look, you know, being slim and everything, but inside is not functioning right. You know what I'm saying? So we have to really consider that. Okay, we really have to consider that when it comes to our eating habits and overall health. Okay, remember, you don't want to be in a diet for too long. You don't want to be in a diet phase too long. Okay? Usually about 10 weeks or so, you want to kind of reassess everything. And you go from like a diet phase back to a maintenance. Okay, if you still have weight to lose, then you go up and back down. But in this case, we're taking these medications and these surgeries. So we had to find other ways to get our nutrients in. Either supplementation, okay, through calcium tablets, of course, vitamin D tablets, unless you're going to go outside. What else is there? I mean, there's tons of stuff anyway. I mean, pretty much in general, just supplement things. If you're not getting enough protein, BCAAs, remember, BCAAs is a basic form of protein, okay? So that's something I just want to emphasize with everybody. So please make sure that you're getting enough of what you need. Okay, if you think you're missing something. That's why when blood work, make sure you, when you get your blood work done, you look at everything. You look at the, calcium. Let's see mine. Actually, let me try to pull mine up. I mean, some of the stuff might, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, I have no problem telling everybody what it is. But, I mean, just certain things. Let me see, because I always get mines every year. Yes, on a yearly basis. So I want to make sure that everything is fine. And there's some stuff that definitely going to go over our heads. But for some reason, I'm drawing a blank. Urine analysis, too. Let me see. Of course, the fat, the sodium. Okay, so sodium, potassium, chloride, CO2, glucose, calcium. I mean, some of the protein. My protein was high, actually, though. But I think it's, I didn't fast. Okay, I had to get something in my stomach. I had to get something. But everything else is in the realm of kosher or whatever you want to say. Hemoglobin and lipid, you know, make sure your cholesterol is on point, you know, below 200 milligrams. HDLs, triglycerides, LDLs. All right, so, but yeah. I just think that we have to make sure that we're on that. Because a lot of times also people, oh, I got to stay away from salt. I got to stay away from fat. These things we need. We need sodium to create balance. Sodium, potassium to create that balance when it comes to our water and our bodies. There's a lot of things that, and when it's electrolyte, okay? When you have the, oh, I need electrolytes. There's sodium in there, okay? The only problem, for me, I can't have certain electrolytes. Cause I tried to have, I'm not drawing a blank with these names. But anyway, I had electrolyte powder, whatever, you know, put the water in it and whatever, all kind of jazz. But it gave me headaches. And I was like thinking, oh, what's this? And I kept on drinking. Kind of get a little bit worse. But as soon as I stopped drinking that and then I started drinking regular water by itself, it went away. Okay? That's because it has sugar in it. I guess high amounts of sugar, maybe. I don't know. That has never happened to me when it comes to sugar in general. But, you know, that's what they do to get that taste and get you, you know, tastes good. But you don't want to have all that, you know. So just be mindful of that when it comes to choosing something like electrolytes. Alrighty, alright. So somebody asked me a question today. Just be light. Hold on, let me check, make sure there's no questions or anything like that. Cause I don't make sure that I don't look anything over. All right. What is a good daily calorie range for weight maintenance for a woman in the 160 to 170 range? So, good question, Kim. That depends on your activity level. That depends on age. That depends, of course, your weight. You gave me your weight, okay, and height. Okay, there's different factors that play a role in this, but especially the activity level. So if you're doing a maintenance phase, let's say you're just laying in bed, not doing anything. Not doing anything. Maybe go to work. That's it. You need the number, I don't know. I have to do the math and then kind of figure it out. And I definitely can help you, Kim, of course. I'll let you know. I'll send you the numbers later on tonight. But it's all different depending on those four factors. Yeah, those four factors. Okay, your activity level, your height, weight, and age. Those are four factors that play a role in this. But the thing is, if you use MyFitnessPal, I stayed away. Actually, I have a subscription, yearly subscription for it. Thank God it's up. I'm not gonna renew it because I found one that actually I like better. I bet to pay for it, but it's fine. But it's I think it works better, and I like it, and it has. It's more detailed than MyFitnessPal, and actually dietitians use it too. So that's a plus. That's fantastic. So, Kim, I'll get you exact numbers later on. I'll text it to you. But just know that those are the four factors that play a role in it when it comes to maintenance. And like I said, it's good to know your maintenance level. Good to know where your maintenance is, so you can go back to it after a certain time. So when you feel like, okay, I'm doing everything I can. I'm working out, I'm sleeping good, I'm eating good. Why am I not losing weight? Probably because you reach a plateau. Your body's saying that I'm too stressed, I need you to relax, and I need to go into maintenance for you. Like I said, you're running from a long period of time when it comes to this stuff, when it comes to workout and exercise and everything. You need to let your body breathe, let your body relax, okay? So that's why it's important to go into the maintenance. And that's the problem we have with, we don't have a diet problem in this country, I feel like. We just have a problem with knowledge and education when it comes to nutrition. And actually, who was that? Yeah, it was you, Kim. Yeah, I was talking to you, Kim, about this. How I feel like they don't educate us in the school system about finance and nutrition. And those are those things that we need to pay attention to. As we become adults, those are those two things. We need to know ABCs, 1, 2, 3, all that kind of stuff. But those are the two things I wish I knew more of as I was getting older. Okay? So, yeah. All right? But those, we don't have a problem with the diets or whatever. We just don't realize that we have to go back to maintenance. All right, so let me go. So yeah, so this question was asked me today. Okay, is it normal to lose 3 pounds, okay, in a week? Okay, and I guess because in my mind the easy answer is yes. But you normally supposed to lose a pound and a half, pound and a two, one or 2 pounds per week. But if you lose, for you to lose more than that, usually when you lose 3 pounds or more, even 5 pounds, it's usually those first couple weeks. You make those adjustments. You're not having soda. You're not having salty food. You're not doing certain things, those bad habits. You change all that. So you're going to lose a lot of water weight. What I was talking about, like the water weight. You might not be hormonal. The inflammation from having the processed foods. You get inflammation at most times when you have processed foods that irritate your stomach. But you really don't pay attention to it or feel it. You know what I'm saying? So all that can happen within a matter of a week, even 2 weeks. Oh my God, I'm losing 4 pounds. Oh my God, I lost 3 pounds. And then the following week, the third week, the fourth week, why am I always losing a pound? And then the following week after that, I might not lose anything. And then that's when the motivation starts kicking, or you start losing motivation and stuff like that. Okay, so I bring this up because I want you to understand, okay, realistically, 1 pound to 2 pounds, okay, you're supposed to lose, depending on your caloric deficit and all these other factors. But can you lose 3 pounds, 4 pounds, 5 pounds? Yes, but it normally just happens at the initial time you're trying to lose weight. That's when it normally happens, okay? But anytime after that, so don't lose focus, be strict. If you just started your weight loss, but if you're down the line, maybe almost 3 months in, or it has been more than 3 months, and you say, okay, why am I not losing anything? Then you have to consider doing the maintenance. But you can lose 3 or more pounds in the first couple of weeks, but because you change everything. Like, I think I just said it before, like drinking soda. You can make a lot of changes or see a lot of results from just eliminating soda. Or, I can't say soda, we're all adults here. Drinking alcohol, you know. Because, you know, we stop drinking alcohol, a lot of things, a lot of benefits can happen with that. Alrighty. Alright, guys. I mean, honestly, I probably talked way too much and way too fast. But that's pretty much it, what I really had to say. But it's a Q&A today, even though I was rambling on. If you have any questions, feel free to drop it here. I'm looking at the thingy. So if you have any questions, let me just reset it, make sure. But yeah, it's like I said, I wish that the school, I mean, I'm not saying I have two teachers on right now. I'm not saying school system, I'm not saying that. But it's just, I wish that there was an emphasis more on finance. You know, as you get older, maybe like in like high school or something, when it comes to nutrition and finance, like when we get to high school, you know, so it's, I don't know, but yeah. So any more questions, guys? If there's none, you know, it's fine. I said a lot already. If you want me to repeat something, I'll be happy to repeat it. Actually, let me just repeat real quick. Oh, hold on. Take somebody give me a question. No. Let me just repeat those reasons why the scale might not go down. Okay, water retention, we talked about. Body fat, of course, you're gaining body fat. Muscle gain, which is a plus. Okay, food and water intake, the food you just ate. Okay, your digestive content, so the stuff that's is still in your stomach, still, you know, digesting. Okay, medication, things that make your, some medications make you retain water, certain stuff like that. Hormonal changes because of their cycles. Stress, cortisol, let you hold on to body fat. Inflammation, your body's irritated, so there's a lot of swelling. Could be arthritis, could be stuff like that. Yeah, let me tell you also, I totally forgot. The best time for me, in my personal opinion, oh, I see your question. All right, 1 second. When it comes to best time to do the medication, I mean, sorry, do the weight, jump on the scale. For me, I think it's in the morning. In the morning, when you just woke up and you have a bowel movement, okay? And once you do number two, that's when you jump on the scale, okay? But make sure it's consistent, and once a month, okay? So that's the reason why I'm telling you this stuff also, so you don't jump on the scale every month, every week or every day. You can check it, okay, I'm curious to see, you know, Shane's full of crap or something. Like I said to you guys before, a long time ago, I jumped on the scale. I was exhausted, tired. I was able to take a nap. I jumped on the scale. I was X. I totally forgot the number is. But then I woke up from my nap. I think like a 2-hour nap. It was a good day. It was a 2-hour nap. And then I jumped back on the scale and I lost 2 pounds. Okay, I'm not lying. Okay, the power of sleep is amazing. You know, it's really amazing. So, yeah. All right. So let me double check and see where, if there's any questions. There's no questions on that. Okay, good. Let me see, Rashina, you had a, hold on. What the hell was that? Okay. When would podcasts start available to, I also said at the beginning that I'm going to be having a podcast. Everything, there's going to be a video version of everything, of what we're doing right now. But then all on YouTube, and then also a podcast is called Fit and Focus Wellness for Busy Women. Okay, that's going to be a podcast everywhere. It's actually available now. I actually literally had it four years ago. I said, let me start talking to myself and then, you know, see if someone wants to listen, you know? So, I mean, there's the couple topics that's like kind of random kind of thing, but like the newer ones, okay, I put like episode 1, episode 2, 3, 4, and it's gonna continue on. So it's gonna be specifically about women's health and fitness, wellness and everything moving forward, okay? So you can see episode 1, episode 1 is describing the change of the podcast. Episode 2 is what we talked about last week, and so episode 3 is gonna be this broadcast. Okay, so that's what I'm gonna do. I mean, I feel like there has to be a better way for more people to watch and learn. Yeah, watch and listen. So I sort of figure I might as well try to do this too. It's a lot of more work for me, but I figure out a system for myself to kind of figure it out and do it. All right, so it makes it easy. I can make it easy to just do stuff. All right, but it's already available now. Yes, Rashina.
A quick question, like talking about scales. Now, I know, yeah, I have the old school one. You step on, it has a little thing on the back of it. You know, like, it's low tech. Like, you just step on it and you spring. It's no digital anything. Like, I don't need batteries or anything.
Yeah.
But every time I go on TikTok, there's always a new scale. Oh, this will track your BMI. This is going to track blood pressure. This will track blah, 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 blah. Is there any, like, scale we should, like, look for or look out to not get, or you can just use anything? I know, like, I was angry at my scale for a while, and then it started moving finally. But then it's like I noticed the clothes fit better, so I'm like using more of my clothes. But like, you know, because I know, like, when I go to the doctor, one office will have the one that has like the BMI, and the other one will just be like a regular scale. So.
Oh, really? Yeah, every doctor, there was the one with the thingy. You get the, my doctor's office still has that. No, is that she? Yeah. Actually, no, I haven't. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't even check my weight last time. I mean, they asked me about it, but okay, whatever. No, but to answer your question, I mean, I keep it basic. I would keep it basic. If you see something about BMI, just don't pay attention to it. I mean, just remember, the BMI is something that was made or created in like the 1920s, literally the 1920s. And it's just your height, weight, and spits out a number, lets you know if you're obese or whatever. But is it considered muscle mass, bone density, all that other extra stuff? So I would stay away from something like that. But if you want to get fancy with all these knickknacks on, you know, all these different bells and whistles, that's fine. But all you need to know really is this, it's a scale to just do that. I mean, there's a lot of other ones when it comes to food. I've seen like ones you put like a plate of rice on there or something like that. It gives you like a nutrition breakdown, you know. I mean, that's also nice too, but is that practical? I mean, unless it goes to your phone, because how are you going to track that? You just see it, oh, it's nice, but then what's next, you know? But unless it has an app, a companion app to kind of track everything, like every time you check. I mean, it should, though. Most of them do, actually. I think most of them have a companion app. But the number, you can get fancy like that. It's fine to answer your question. But me personally, I just like the scale, seeing the number, because, and it said, oh, we can check your body fat. It's not going to be 100% accurate if it says check your body fat. The best way to check your body fat, well, the second best is when they grab you and then pinch and grab like the certain areas, like your belly button is and all this kind of stuff. But the other perfect way, the hydrostatic weigh-in, that's the best way to do it. That's the most accurate, 100% accurate. Let you know. And that's where you have to go into a pool of water. A pool, of course, it's water. But go into a water, and then they do something to check your weight. Okay, because body fat, goes up, or it's more buoyant. Yeah, buoyant? Yeah, buoyant, yeah. Yeah, so, but to answer your question, though, it could maybe be good with a motivational thing. Because, for instance, Apple Watches. Am I really burning 400 calories or 500 calories in the span of whatever? Maybe not, but up here, I'm doing something. I'm making stuff happen. So it could be a great motivational tool. Okay. But I mean, I think it's, I mean, if you want to definitely get it, but just make sure that it has a companion app to track so you can see it. Unless it stores in the thingy. But then if it's multiple users, how do you do it? But I'm just thinking way too much. That's a great question, Rashina. Kim said that. All right. But yeah, I mean, I'm the one I got the scale I have here at my house, and the studio is the same one. It's like one of the glass one. Oh, be mindful when it, I mean, I don't think I need to make like a list of like proper way to use a scale, but make sure, cause my, Connie just pointed it out to me a couple days ago. But it's interesting. She told me that, but you know, whatever, she wants to help and, you know, educate me too, but make sure that when you put the scale down, it's flat, not wobbly. Okay. Cause we might have a tile bathroom. Okay. So make sure when you put it, it's flat on the ground. So make sure you kind of shake it, see if it's stable and it's not moving around, because that can alter it. And also, too, my recommendation, too, is jump on the scale. Not jump on it, but go on a scale, see the number, whatever it is, go back off, and then go back on again just to make sure that's working properly. All right. I hope all that made perfect sense. Okay. But, yeah, guys, so that's what's going on. I hope I've done. Oh yeah, Kim, don't worry, I'll get to you. But I hope I helped someone today. I hope so. Alright. But good stuff. Alright, so next week, I can't remember what the topic is next week, but I'll definitely of course put it actually. Maybe I could probably see it real quick. But I'm definitely gonna elaborate on the topics we talked about today. Because I think it's very, very important that, what's February? Okay, February is right here. Okay, so next week, oh yeah, nutrient-rich foods. Okay, perfect timing really, because we talked about, you know, different shots of Modernas and stuff like that. No, Moderna? I keep saying Moderna. Wegovy and Ozempic and stuff like that. So we could talk about nutritious foods, okay? It's a nutrient rich food, so we're not talking about rice, okay, because it has carbs, yes, but it doesn't have that extra stuff that we need, like brown rice is nutrient rich, you know, be more nutrients than that, okay. Eggs, we'll go over all that though when we get to it next week, okay, because yeah, eggs has fat, iron, it has a lot of stuff in there that we don't use. And don't worry, Wanda, I'll make sure I'm going to have some vegan stuff too. Well, right? No, brown rice is. We'll talk about stuff too. Vegan and vegetarian stuff. Oh, go ahead, Rashina.
You going to have a list?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we can read it afterwards and stuff?
Yeah. No, seriously, yeah. Of course, yeah. yeah, definitely going to have a list of stuff. All right. Okay. Any other questions about anything? Let me just check this thing one more time. See if there are any more questions. Oh, no. Let me see. God, I wish I had a... This is why I think people have producers. They have somebody in the background and something like that. Some people helping each other out. And oh, 8 comments. Manja, yeah. Not Moderna. Yes. You helped. Aw. Thank you. Anyway, guys. Have a good one. Take care. All right. And I'll see you next week, okay? All right.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my 3 pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together.
Check me out at kandapastrength.com.